And now for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And Bobby, first off, I want to say that we're very, very happy to have the Bobby Dooley Spa T-shirt available now.
So I heard about that today. I am so gratified. I'm so grateful.
It is available now on our website, www.philhendryshow.com. The ladies can pick up the Bobby Dooley Deo Spa T-shirt, and it's a kind of a... Can you describe it for us?
Phil, it's a beautiful light pink cotton tee that has our logo on the front. Very comfortable. Comes in all the popular sizes, and we think that it's a wonderful item to work out in or to relax in. And we're very, very grateful to the Phil Hendry Show for making it available in your souvenir shop. And we thank you for that.
Well, I'm happy to do it. Now, I know you had something else you really wanted to talk with us about concerning an event at your home.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't know where you want me to start, but...
Well, you were having a dinner party?
I had planned a dinner party, Phil, for Steve, my husband, for some of his clients. My husband has a wonderfully, wildly successful landscaping business. And we had a small dinner party for four couples at our home. I had Spectacular do the catering. They are in Sherman Oaks, and they are terrific. They are one of the best catering companies in the San Fernando Valley. We had a variety of finger foods. We served some kebab-style foods. My husband also barbecued some swordfish, which we had purchased over at Bristol Farms. It was just wonderful swordfish fillets. And we were really having a beautiful evening, and I asked Jamie, who's one of the girls that was there to help serve the food, to bring out a Sauvignon Blanc wine that I had seen in Solvang a few weekends ago, Phil. I know you mentioned you had been up there.
Is that the Shoestring Winery?
Yes, a wonderful husband and wife.
Yeah, really nice people.
Well, they had a Sauvignon up there that I just fell in love with. And, of course, I bought a case right on the spot, and I brought it back. And they do everything up there sort of Tuscan style. And I really loved it. It's not a really dry white wine. It has it's really just delightful. So the people at Spectacular set a beautiful table. And so we were really having a very nice evening. And Steve was speaking with two of the gentlemen, Greg and Bob, who are both partners in a firm that my husband does business with.
Okay, but something happened through the course of the meal, right?
Well, it was really at the beginning of the main course as it was being served.
Right.
The wife of this gentleman, Bob Tremaine, who's a very nice man, and her name I think was Melissa, she looks at me and she says, "Do you have any white wine?" Well, I sort of stopped and I kind of composed myself a little bit. And
well, okay, now why?
Because, Phil, I don't know how much you know about entertaining, but when you spend hours, and I mean hours, planning a dinner party, everything from appetizers to cocktails to the dinner to the entrees and the dessert, what wine will be served and when you've hired one of the most reputable and innovative catering companies in the San Fernando Valley, and you have decided...
Yeah, but Bobby...
Let me just... You've decided that the wine for the evening will be a particular white wine that has a very nice sweet finish to serve with a fish entree, and the wife of a man, both of whom do not live in our community. We live behind gates, Phil, because we want to enjoy a certain lifestyle. And, you know, people who don't live here may not appreciate that. And this woman comes into your home, and she sits under the same roof that on other days shelters your children, is witness to other major and minor life events. When one of these people comes marching into your home and begins demanding things of your domestic help, you're taken back a little bit. And so I said to her, "Excuse me."
Well, was she demanding?
She said to me, "Do you have any red wine?" I had just told the girl to bring out a Sauvignon Blanc that was on the menu for the evening. And this woman is looking at me as if I'm not the brightest bulb in the tree. And you know, she says, "Do you have any red wine?" And I asked her, "What do you want red wine for?" And she said, "Because I prefer to drink red wine with my dinner." So within 45 minutes of coming into my home, a home most probably a lot more elegant than many she's been in before, she has insulted me. She's made my guests uncomfortable. She has essentially made herself persona non grata. And, of course, my instinct, and I guess probably it's a good question for you, Phil, because you're in business. Do I just tell my husband, you don't do business with these people anymore? You don't do business with...
This man is Bob Trumaine. Is this...
No. The man is. Very nice man. But his wife is this Melissa.
And this is the lady who said, do you have any red wine?
Yes.
Well, I'm not too clear on what the faux pas was. I understand that you have, when you plan a menu...
Phil, let me explain it to you. Just as you said, when you plan a menu, especially when you're someone who is as experienced at having dinner parties as I am, and someone who lives in another community that may not have the same sort of, I guess, pride in itself. I think that really comes to mind. And she comes traipsing into your home and throws herself down on a couch and says, do you have red wine? You know.
Well, did the woman really traipse into your home and throw herself down on a couch? I want to know how rude she was to you in that.
She was rude.
She was rude how?
She was rude because she asked for red wine. Number one, we're having swordfish.
All right. Now, I understand that you don't drink red with fish. That's what the accepted thing is. But isn't that kind of going out the window now?
No, it's not going out the window. No, I mean, a lot of people who don't know anything about wine will tell you, oh, well, I drink red with fish because, I'm different. Well, no, it just shows you they don't know anything about wine. You never, ever, ever drink white wine with red meat, and you don't drink red wine with fish. You don't do it, and you don't do it in my home, and you sure don't look at me when you're a guest in my home and look me up and down and say, oh, do you have any red wine? As if she's my friend, you know?
Well, as a guest in your home, all right, I don't know, but I will tell you this much. I don't know that it's worth your husband negating a business partnership over. And
oh, well, no, it's, no, I am, I have to be honest with you, Phil. I'm asking you that question more, I guess, to hear you agree with me, because there's no way he's doing business with this man. Not after this woman walked into my home where my sons were breastfed, where I have had near-death experiences, where my husband almost died from a minor heart attack, and sit there and look at me and say, do you have any red wine? And I know there are a million women listening right now who identify with me when I say, at that moment, I could have pulled her eyes out. Literally, I could have pulled her eyes out. Because of it.
I know all the work that women put into dinner parties. I've seen my wife. My wife, when she does a dinner party, she's got to plan the thing 6 months out. It's got to be, you know.
Well, then you know a little bit of what I'm talking about.
All right. That's an awfully violent reaction.
Well, that's strictly a female thing. You have to be a woman to understand it, Cal.
All right. Your story, I will tell you, Bobby, is interesting. In fact, I've been listening to it so closely, I've failed to give our phone number out, so let me do that right now.
Well, I know I can go on and on, and I don't mean to talk about myself.
Well, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about throwing a dinner party and how you plan the menu. And it's something that a wife will do for a husband or a husband. You know, maybe a husband does for a wife. I've never planned a dinner party. I've planned a lot of beer and poker parties, you know.
Well, that's what men do. We understand that. But, no, this is a dinner party, an elegant evening.
Was everybody dressed up?
No, it was casual formal. It was what we call California casual. California casual is where, you know, the men are wearing loafers and they're wearing nice slacks and maybe a shirt, beautiful shirt. But you want everyone to, when they come into your home, to understand as soon as they come into your home, I'm throwing the dinner party, you're a guest in my home. And really what you're saying is you drink what I serve, you eat what I serve, and if it is something that you don't like or something that you don't want to involve yourself in, then you remain quiet and suffer through it. But you don't sit there and look at the hostess and say, do you have any red wine? And she said it in that sort of stupid beach, sort of valley girl beach way. You know, do you have any? I can't even. Steve, you do it, honey. Do it.
Like, do you have any red wine? She said it kind of like that.
All right. Well, the lady was not all that polished. Is that what you're saying?
She all polished. No, there was no polish there at all. She was obviously a trophy, you know, a little eye candy that this Bob, who looks to be at least, I'd say 15 to 20 years older than her, you know, brings dragging into my home.
Is this the man's wife?
That's my understanding, yeah.
Well, then, I mean, if it's the man's wife, it's the man's wife. She's deserving of some level of respect.
But my wife's entitled respect, too, Miss Henry.
What's that, sir?
My wife's entitled respect, too. She came in and asked about the red wine.
Yeah, what about me? I'm entitled to respect, not to be looked at as if I'm someone's, you know, waitress. You know, waitress, more coffee, waitress. Oh, my God. You know, those years are so far behind me.
All right. Well, let's hold the line here, and I'll give our number out again. 1-800-449-8686. Again, we're talking about throwing a dinner party, and that whole trip with wine, man, I don't drink it myself unless if I'm having Italian and somebody says, here's a little bit of red, you know, a little of that red eye, sure, man, throw it in a glass. I mean, it goes with it, you know, but the rest of it, forget it. Give me a bottle of beer, put a little Don Julio on the rocks. But anyway, Ms. Dooley is talking about a dinner party she had where she had planned the menu, and I certainly understand that that takes a long time. She was serving a Sauvignon Blanc that is a white wine with a swordfish, and one of the guests asked for a red. Does she recommend to her husband that they cease, that he cease doing business with this man? 1-800-449-8686. That's the question on the table right now. The manners of this woman, as Ms. Dooley said, walking into her home and looking at what was being served and saying, oh, can I have something else? Does her husband go ahead and sever the business ties now or wait maybe till the end of the first fiscal quarter? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The whore. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley is president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. She's also president of the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. Hosted a dinner party at her home. And this is more along the lines of catering and how-to, Bobby.
Well, when you're giving a dinner party, Phil, it is important to set the menu ahead of time to let people know when they are expected. When dinner will be served. It's not necessary to tell people what you're going to be serving. I really think it's overkill when people, and I think it shows a little bit of insecurity when people send out a menu and say, well, here's what we're going to be having. I don't do that. I'm confident in what we're serving. You come into my home. We have a beautiful home. We have 7,000 square feet, jacuzzi and pool. You're welcome to use our facilities and enjoy yourself, but you're going to eat what we eat, drink what we drink, and to bring a woman into my home who's your trophy wife, and she's sitting there in her 3-inch heels and her leather miniskirt, hiked all the way up to her crotch, as she, with her badly put on mascara, asking me for red wine, you know? So that's when I told them to get out. And I
did you kick her or somebody said that?
No, I did a little fake. When I said get out, I did a little fake boot to her rear end, and she thought I assaulted her.
Did you throw both of them out?
No, I just told her to leave.
Did the husband leave?
He wasn't aware of it for about an hour because he and Steve were talking. The guys were smoking cigars. They were enjoying themselves.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Stephanie on the Phil Hendry Show. Stephanie, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that hopefully her husband doesn't do business again with them because I would want to spare this poor Melissa lady from her having to go over to this shallow woman's home.
Excuse me? When you say shallow, what do you mean by that? I don't get that.
I'm sorry, but if If I'm a guest at somebody's house, if I have guests over at my house, mm-hmm. and somebody is asking me for something, they're my guest, and if something makes them feel more comfortable, and just because they may not have the same knowledge or etiquette, I'm not going to put them down. And maybe they're not from your same prestigious home, or, you know, from they have a different background. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's mm-hmm. appalling mm-hmm. to hear a woman say those mm-hmm. things. I don't think anybody mm-hmm. can understand where you're coming
well,
from
Stephanie,
because it's...
Stephanie, you're very young.
Okay.
I want to say this. This is a dinner party for business associates of my husband. This is not... We're not making tamales on Christmas Eve. You know, we're having an evening where the menu has been prepared. One of the most spectacular catering companies in the San Fernando Valley has been hired. My home is presented almost in a you could take a picture of it for good housekeeping. That's the kind of home I keep.
That's now, wonderful and all, and I think it's great
here comes
that
some girl who does nails in a strip mall. Who is going to...
How do you know she does nails in a strip mall?
Well, I don't, but that's the way she carries herself.
Are we talking about a... Yeah, go ahead, Stephanie. I'm sorry.
To hear somebody label somebody that way is horrible.
Well,
and to know that this woman is a woman of status, obviously, and, you know, has...
You have
to understand.
Yeah, no, I do, but... Let me ask you something. Do you know Tuscan-style wines, for instance, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean by Tuscan-style?
Yes, I understand.
Okay, what is Tuscan-style?
Look, don't test her. Don't test her, okay?
No, do you know what Tuscan-style means?
I do, and you know what?
What does it mean?
You know what? I think...
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
I think
it means
think
Italian, Stephanie.
Stephanie, I think there'll be a lot more people who
it means
agree
Italian.
With me.
You just told her what it meant.
Yeah, I'm telling Stephanie it means Italian style. Okay, it's a fancy way of saying Italian style.
How dare you do that, Phil?
I'm not going to have you testing my callers. It's ridiculous.
It just goes to show what kind of a person she is, and I think all of the listeners will understand and side with me more than they will with her. We'll just have to see about that when they call in.
It's not about who is more popular. It's about who's right, and that's something you're going to learn in life.
Okay, well, then let's say this. I think the listeners will understand that I'm more right than you in this situation because you sound absurd and you're insane.
Can I ask you Well, name-calling isn't going to win you an argument. Now, let me ask you this.
Well, you're calling
this
woman...
I bet you drink two-buck chuck.
You're calling
you drink this two-buck chuck?
A cheap woman
What's two-buck chuck?
It's the favorite Sauvignon Blanc among a lot of these gals now. The Charles Shaw.
Oh, yeah, the Charles Shaw. The $2 a bottle?
Two-buck chuck, yeah. Stephanie and her girlfriends get together because she's young and that's all you can afford, and that's fine. But when you're married to a man... And he has business people over. And I had a swordfish, and she's asking for red wine like she's... Like the man she was trying to pick up just left. And so she's going to have a drink before she goes to the guy on her left.
Oh, God.
Really, just that kind of a slut.
All right, Stephanie, so your point is that this is a déclassé on Bobby's part. She ought to be a little bit more forgiving of her...
Phil, this is not about you. This isn't a Dr. Laura subject. This is about having a...
This is a Dr. Laura subject, Mr. Henry.
Okay.
I think what it is she needs to hold her opinions to herself. And
in my own
home. Her guests this way because, yes, in your own home, when you have guests, what kind of a hostess are you when you're kicking your guests out? I don't think that woman would ever want to go back to your home anyway or do business with your husband.
I don't want her in my home.
That's fine. I don't think she wants to go back.
But,
I'm sorry, but if I ever entered your home, I don't care how beautiful your home is. Your attitude stinks.
Wait a second. Because I'm supposed to be sad that she's not going to come to my home when she comes in with her miniskirt hiked up to her crotch so I can see what color blue panties she's wearing. And
oh, come
on. I think you're overreacting.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, if the girl was dressed in a little bit more of a contemporary fashion...
Oh, so I'm an old lady. Is that it? Phil, I'll have
I think
know.
If that was the case, you wouldn't have received her in your home in the first place.
I didn't know the woman. I knew that Bob Trumaine was a business partner of my husband. Is that the music for the break?
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association join us discussing dinner parties. The do's and the don'ts, and one dinner party that she gave this past Saturday night for her husband's, some of her husband's business associates, was a little soured by one of the guests, the wife of one of these men, asking for red wine, which was not being served, and I understand that.
So it's a little bit, if I can give you an example, Phil, I'd love to.
All right.
It's a little bit like what I'm seeing on the news right now about this poor man who is missing from the cruise ship. I don't know if you read about it.
Is his name George Smith?
Yes, George Smith.
George Smith the Fourth, that's right.
George Smith the Fourth.
Yes. If you are on your way to a resort on a cruise ship and a man commits suicide, now let's just think about this. A man purposely jumps overboard to kill himself. I'm not saying fell. I'm not saying slipped. I'm not saying this is an accident. I'm saying the man jumped. Do you literally bring that ship to an all-stop status, reverse the screws, as they like to say, back that ship up and look for that man, thus inconveniencing hundreds of people who had their hearts set on the Dutch Antilles, had their hearts set on St. Martin, had their hearts... You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you... Are you saying you don't go back to look for that man?
Well, the question is, why are you going back to look for a man who purposely killed himself? That's the kind of... That's what I'm talking about. I'm serving white wine, and she looks at me, and she bats her mascara-riddled eyelashes, and the lipstick is so thick it's cracking on the edges of her mouth, and she says, do you have wine in that way? And I just, it was all I could do to keep from just shooting a fingernail right into her eye, because I was that...
That is a, see, that's a violent reaction. And
well, she worked really hard.
I worked really hard.
All right, but to me, unless I'm missing my guess on the way women see their homes, I realize that women nest, but 1-800-449-8686. Here is Alyssa. Alyssa, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. How are you guys doing
Very
tonight?
Fine, ma'am. Fine.
Okay.
Hello, Alyssa.
Hi. What comparison can you make on a cruise to a dinner party?
Well, because I am a person who believes what is, and we need to move on. You don't try to redo what you can't redo.
Exactly.
And to
ask me for red wine
when I'm serving white wine is like asking, it's almost like walking up to Adolf Hitler if you're Jewish and saying, nice mustache. You know, in other words, you're asking for it.
You just made your point
come
right
on.
There.
That is the most
asinine. You just
asinine.
Made your point right there.
Listen to me.
I heard you talking.
Yes.
Please listen to me.
I'm listening.
Okay. You
would
just
you
said that you should move on and forget about this.
I want
so why are you
for tomorrow night for the boys? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Excuse me.
Bobby, if you'd pay attention to the caller.
I'm sorry. I just wanted Steve to get the boys lunch out for tomorrow.
Okay. You just said because of the incident that happened, the ship.
To skim milk. The ship incident, the man who fell
right.
off? Yes.
You just said that why should you worry about that? You should move on. So why
right.
should you be worrying about the difference between red wine and white wine? Why can't you just move on from that obstacle?
Why couldn't she move on from the fact that she had a white wine? Yeah.
Okay.
See?
Couldn't you politely just say no?
The sword cuts both ways.
Okay, so
yeah, well, listen
why
to what
can't
Alyssa's
you
saying.
Be more humble and just move on? Because this party was supposed to help your husband, right? This
yes.
is not. It was not about you. It was about your husband
You're
and him getting
right.
the job.
You're absolutely. It's not about me, and it's not about this Melissa either. It's about.
It's
the,
about your husband.
Exactly, and here
why
she comes, throwing
okay.
herself onto my couch, her skirt all hiked up above her waist. Why are you?
I like you. You're really funny.
Why do you find that funny? Do you find that?
I find this funny because you are making such a big deal about something that you won't even remember 20 years later unless you stress yourself out over it.
Let me jump in here, Alyssa. Are we not getting something, Bobby?
Absolutely.
All right. What are we not getting?
I want to. put this in a way so that Alyssa and everyone else doesn't think that I'm just, you know, trying to put them down. But what you and your listeners are not getting, Phil, is Steve and I live behind gates.
That's good.
And
I live behind gates, too.
We live a certain kind of life. We have tried to refine our life, tried to elevate it, tried to give it a panache, if you will, or a style. And when one of his business associates comes in and expects Steve to, you know, let's face it, he's bringing his little wife in, and Steve is supposed to get out the Vaseline and lube up to get this man's business, while this girl comes into our home and just spreads her slut-like behavior all through it. And
talk about people like that behind their back?
What did she do besides ask for red wine? You're the one that stuck a boot in her rear end.
It was a joke, Phil, and the toe of my high heel caught her in the crack of her rear end.
That's not right.
What isn't right about it?
You kicked this woman in the butt as she's walking out.
Yes, I did.
I'm just saying, you're supposed to be of high status and you're treating people like crap. You know what? Even if you're behind those gates and all that stuff, you're still a person just like you and me.
I think
it doesn't matter if you.
I would love to talk to you, but you need to tell me something first, because I don't really know that you're grasping what I'm talking about.
Okay, I can understand.
Can you please tell me what a Coke Daron? What does Coke Daron mean?
Yeah. See.
What does this matter? Right. We are not
because
talking about.
Because you
really
don't. You're in over your head. You're in over your head.
You are in over
your
head.
Way
Why
over
are you
your
worrying
head,
about
girlfriend.
A dinner party
you're
when this is about your husband and his promotion? Whether or not this dinner party was what Saturday? Today is Monday.
Look,
now.
I'm sitting.
Why
there,
are you making such a big deal
home,
about
Alyssa.
Something so small?
Say it with me, Alyssa. Cabernet. Cabernet.
Cabernet.
Do you know what that means?
That's not the point.
See,
why are you jumping into different
it
subjects?
It is the point, because you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know wine, you don't know grapes, you don't know the regions, you don't know
Great.
Anything.
No, I don't know,
so
but this
just,
is not about
little,
your wines and your grapes. This is about your husband
oh
getting a promotion.
Oh, my God, would you please
you're
get
doing,
into your little Ford Taurus or whatever it is?
Okay, come on. The lady is asking a question.
She can ask, but don't tell. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Of course I know what I'm talking about.
All right,
see,
all right,
that's
Alyssa, thank you. I got to move on.
Oh, my God. How can you do this night after night talking to these idiots?
Miss Dooley, I don't want to be rude, but the idiot here is not that young lady.
Are you calling me an idiot? Is that what you're doing? Is that what you want to do? You want to call me the idiot? Is that what you're trying to do?
I'm not calling you an idiot.
Spit it out. Because if you're saying I'm an idiot, then the people that are calling your program right now, what are they, on break from the Santa Anita stable? Are they on break from baling hay? I had a dinner party at my home.
Mr. Rennie, my wife is upset at this particular moment in the juncture of the thing.
All right, hold on.
Jesus H.
Is that Mrs. Bozell or Mrs. Dooley? I'm, all right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, making pot brownies. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Now, that's the name of the team. It's called the Cleveland Browns. You understand that, right?
Yes.
And so that was the joke. When we went down to the joke shop, we got some of this. If you've seen it, it's made out of rubber, and it's like dog droppings, right?
Yeah.
All right, so Steve has these guys over there watching the Cleveland Brown game, and so we left this all through the house, and we thought it was funny. But that's not the same thing.
Look, if you're leaving fake dog dew all around your house, and then you're upset with a woman because she's asking for red wine...
Not the same thing, Phil.
Why isn't it the same thing?
One is meant in humor. The other is meant in the stupid way.
One is meant in humor, and the other is meant in the stupid way.
Yes.
So you have dog droppings that are made out of rubber all through your house during this dinner party, and that's funny. But this chick who asked for red wine
was out of line. I don't understand why you're having a problem with this.
This elegant dinner party that you say you had, and you got fake dog dew.
It's not real dog dew, Phil. The guy is a Cleveland Brown fan. Do you understand?
Yeah, the brown being the reference to the dog droppings. God.
Well, even you're laughing.
I know, but it's booting a woman out because she asked for red wine. All right, let me talk to Angela. Angela, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good
yes,
evening,
ma'am.
Phil.
Good evening, ma'am.
Yeah, I just want to say something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's your home, mm-hmm. your dinner party, and you mm-hmm. worked hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
First thing I'm going to tell you is I'm not an idiot caller.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a woman with a lot of class.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I just planned for my company. You're going to let me finish talking because rudeness is not a part of, you know,
we're
class.
Saying it. We're
so
saying it is one
just,
thing. Being
just
it
let
is
me finish.
Else.
Let me finish talking.
Mm-hmm.
I just hosted a dinner party for my company at the Jacksonville Country Club.
Where?
On the menu at the Jacksonville Country Club.
I don't know. Is that Jacksonville, Florida, Phil?
Is that where that is, Angela?
No, Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, my
now,
God. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know. What do you mean?
Wait. Listen. Stop being rude and let me get my point across.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I planned this.
No,
I planned.
Would you allow
no,
the lady
I'm
to
from,
speak? She's talking
from,
in the background. Yeah, go ahead, Angela.
I am from the Hamptons, New York. Just recently moved down here for my company. All right? And maybe she knows Hamptons,
were
New York.
My husband, were you fired or what?
My husband's company relocated.
Uh-huh.
Now,
oh.
let's get back to you and my country club. Do you like using scenarios? All right?
All right.
I planned this for my company for 4 months. The dinners were very specific. They were, we had filet mignon, we had fish, and we had chicken.
That's kind of
that
pedestrian,
was the,
isn't
that,
it?
Excuse me?
Well, isn't that a little pedestrian? That's all I'm asking.
Is it a little pedestrian?
Well, filet, chicken, and fish. Whoopee-doo. I mean...
Excuse me. I think your problem is...
Did you blanch
I think
the
your
vegetables?
Problem is... I think your problem is you think with more with money... Than you do hosting. Hosting is making people feel comfortable.
Absolutely.
That's what you do. It's not for the hostess to be comfortable. It's for her guests to be comfortable. Now, if the woman ordered red wine instead of white, okay, she's got a problem knowing her wine. End the conversation. As a good hostess, you should have either had said, well, we don't serve red. I'm not serving red wine tonight. I'm serving white. But you seem to be more intent
mm-hmm.
on your buck,
right.
your home.
Go ahead and get
you
that.
Have no freaking quit. I said I was in North Carolina, and no. you were so rude. You were talking to
the
your children instead of answering
hearts.
Questions. Let me tell you something. His callers are not idiots, and he's got.
Yeah.
We've got more class than you. And let me tell you something.
Period.
I know my Sauvignon. I know my Tuscan, and I'm not going to be tested by an idiot. You want to know something, lady?
No.
Don't host any more dinner parties. You really shouldn't, because let me tell you something.
No, not the pads. I don't like
you sound like
pads.
You are the slut of hostesses. And if I was that lady...
Hold on, Angela, hold on. Are you listening, Miss Dooley?
Yes, I am.
No,
because
she's not listening.
I can hear you talking... To your husband.
Because when people don't agree with her,
no,
she either cries or
I'm sorry, but I asked
wallet.
My husband to go out and get me tampons. There, are you happy?
You still have no class because I would never do that on the air.
I need them.
Let me tell you something. You have
yeah,
no class.
This is your class, Angela. You'd bleed all over
no,
someone
my,
else's home.
Let me tell you something, lady.
You
I wouldn't drop a pint of my precious blood in your dog pen.
Whoa, watch the language.
I'm flowing,
I'm really
okay?
sorry. But this one
I'm
uses
flowing.
The synopsis of a man drowning when he committed suicide or fell off. Anybody in their right mind would stop that ship.
Wait a minute. Why are you stopping the ship for a man that wants to die?
How do you know that? Are you God, too?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He just slipped and fell off the ship. Wow.
How do you know that? You were not in his head. And I feel very bad for his family that they have to listen to people like you.
I do not, sir. Well, you know what, Angela? Why don't you go ahead and plan a dinner party with your rubber chicken?
Or your son and have a great time. Because let me tell you something. After this, I don't think anybody would want to come to your house.
And your two main lobster.
You and your dog poop all over your house.
Fantastic.
And you want to know something?
But,
thank God they have a gated community to keep nut jobs like
you. Let me ask you something that I really want to ask you. Do you know Billy Joel? Because that's about the only value you have to me right now. You've insulted me.
My wife's
yeah,
upset.
I've insulted
oh,
you.
She's upset.
You insulted your guest. You
I insulted my guest.
Yes, you did.
You know what?
You
one of your homegirls came into my house
we
and asked for red wine.
Red wine.
You know what
we're
I'm
only
talking
serving
about.
White.
You probably
you
hang around with girls like this. You've got a bouffant hairdo.
It was ridiculous.
All right.
How dare you? I hope that nobody after this would ever want to...
Oh, and if Angela's husband is listening, she doesn't use tampons. She just bleeds all over someone's expensive furniture.
Listen
oh,
to
God.
Her. Is she disgusting?
All right.
I'm just
going
you're the one who says that you
this
don't use tampons.
The lady never said she doesn't use tampons.
Yes, she did. She said that she yes, she did. You said you shoved toilet paper up there.
Oh, come on.
Listen to her. That is so disgusting.
Where are you from? Are you English?
Oh, my God, is she disgusting?
Oh, you know what, Angela? You and your homegirls.
Really trash.
You know what that beehive hairdo of yours and her purple nails.
Okay, all right, I'm going to I gotta take a break here. And
Phil, let me tell you something.
Because let me tell you something. I have been doing dinner parties for a long time.
Has got to go out
and this hoochie mama.
No, I agree with you, Angela. I agree with you, Angela. And
really
oh, you agree with her, huh? You don't agree with me because why? Because you hate people who have class.
All right, I got a break. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You're a butt log with legs.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I don't understand
back.
Why.
Because
I've got another minute here. Let me just put this lady on the line. Alicia, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, and you have the last half minute. Go ahead.
Thanks. I'm a little concerned about this woman.
Why is she allowed to have the last half minute?
Go ahead, Alicia.
Thank you. I'm a proud two-butt sack drinker, I'm a wine connoisseur, actually,
bet.
And I have job, but...
You're a wine connoisseur? You're a wine connoisseur?
Yes, I am, actually, and I enjoy the two-butt chuck.
Well, you have fun with it. God, I gotta get out of here. I need a tampon.